So let's look at the Premier League table for a minute here. So Christian and I, we know what happened with that game. Maguire, there's an own goal from Maguire. Looking at the team, pretty much everyone here is the regular starters. But what did you make of the setup? Because this man here is still the manager. We know he's only for a few months. But what did you make of his setup and the way he played?
He's tried lots of different things because Manchester United are not playing well and they're not being successful. So he's trying to chop and change things, and that's logical. I think it's a sign of an intelligent manager who's trying to find solutions. And, he's tried Pogba out on the left. He's tried him in the middle. He's tried him behind the striker. He's changed the shape a few times as well. I think 4-2-3-1 is more or less the settled shape. Everyone was talking about 4-2-2-2. I even heard that on Spanish radio today, talking about the game against Atletico Madrid. But I ask you, what the hell is 4-2-2-2? It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. There is no such thing as 4-2-2-2. 4-2-2-2 is basically 4-4-2.
Yeah.
Because exactly. You don't have two players behind the striker playing in the same channel as the two central midfielders. The two other players will play wider, obviously. So, you know, it's basically a 4-4-2.
Yeah. I mean, and the way that if that's ever even been attempted, you know that they'll naturally move back into that kind of position anyway. So, yeah, I think you're 100% right. But looking at the team, Lindelof came on, Cavani, Alanga. Do you think everybody has been played in the right place and the right people started the match?
Well, Bruno Fernandes was out because of COVID. He should be back for tonight's game. He's obviously a starter, so they missed him. But as we have said in other recordings, that Bruno Fernandes does not seem to play well when he plays with Cristiano Ronaldo.
No.
Or rarely does he play well. I don't think he's had a good game for Portugal with Cristiano Ronaldo. And I haven't seen him really shine when Ronaldo has been in the team. I don't know why it is, but it's something that I have picked up on. And I think that's a fact. I don't think many people could argue against that. I tell you who has improved immensely and played very well against Tottenham. And, he was one of the main targets for people's criticism, and that's Fred.
Yeah.
Fred played an excellent match, you know, as a ball winner, moving the ball around very quickly, first time, second time passes, and he actually laid the ball on to Ronaldo for his first goal with a clever little flick. It's true that Tottenham did not close down Ronaldo. They gave him space to shoot. And then Lloris, I think, was very slow because the ball didn't even go in the top corner. It didn't go near the post. It went kind of central. I think that was a goalkeeping mistake. But anyway, as I said, I think Fred is really coming into his own.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. And Sancho as well. Both Fred and Sancho. Before, you know, when the old regime, the old management, were struggling, were inconsistent. Sancho especially. So would you say that this guy here, Rafinha Cazorla, obviously he's only going to be there for a few months. He's had pretty good situation in the time he's built up things, in the short time he's built up, and he's been successful with the players. What do you think?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't think Manchester United have improved. I don't think they're playing better. I don't think their results are necessarily much better. And there's been talk of a dressing room revolt. So doesn't seem that he's been able to keep that under control. So I really wouldn't like to say. I think Ole did a better job in handling the stars. There didn't seem to be much unrest when he was around. And at the end of the day, as you said before, he took Manchester United to second place last season. So all those people who were saying that, you know, he's not a good manager, he's not a good coach, he can't do this, he can't do that. Well, he finished runner-up last season.
Yeah, he did. And Europa League final, didn't he, as well? He got there as well, but unfortunately didn't get over the line. But so Ralf Rangnick, do you think that his situation as far as when he finishes his tenure should go upstairs? Do you think, I know that is ultimately they say this is a fact-finding mission for him. And before he goes upstairs and gives a report, and he's going to be involved with the next manager or selecting the next manager and telling him what's happened. Do you think he can really give the details and really make be an asset in this area? Because apparently he's been guaranteed to be, sort of, I don't know if it's director of football, but a consultant role for a couple of years. What do you think about that?
I think that suits him more than actually being on the bench.
Mm.
So he could be an asset to Manchester United as an advisor, as someone who's sitting upstairs, looking at what's going on and telling the coach not what to do, but giving him pointers. Mm. So that might prove a positive move, but I'm not convinced by him from what I've seen now and because of his previous record as a day-to-day coach.
Mm.
I don't think he has done much to make Manchester United better, despite all the talk there was of him being a genius. I mean, he might well be. Maybe he's got a great footballing mind. And also maybe this Manchester United job was far too difficult for him and for anyone else right now. But the fact is that he hasn't really set Old Trafford alight, has he?
No, far from it. Far from it. I mean, he's fair enough. He's had a short time to do it, but he hasn't taken real control of the dressing room, which is for me very telling of the situation. And he doesn't seem to have that much passion. I mean, he's very well. You know, you think about him and someone like Klopp or Tuchel. These guys, you can see them get hot under the collar. This guy never gets hot under the collar. That's fair enough, and that's much more of a guy upstairs, like you said, than a person, you know, who really should be on the bench. I mean, I think about even my guy, Arsene Wenger. This is a guy, they called him the professor. But I tell you what, when their emotions were high, he'd be pushing all kinds of people, Jose Mourinho, and getting involved. But I just can't see this guy doing it at all.